flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello, Monday. How about some Katy Perry tickets? That should cheer you up a little bit. All this week at 9:05, 12:05, and three times during Jane's show. 4:05, 5:05, and 6:05. We've got code words. You text to our contest line, which is 20357, totally separate from the regular text number. And enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Katy Perry on her The Lifetimes Tour. It's got a ring to it.
It does.
Let's see. Our date here is July 18th at the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation. It's good. It's got a ring to it. All right. Let us begin. I did not watch SNL this weekend. I watched just a few clips this morning. I was very busy. You know, my sister's in town and they lean right and I, and SNL leans left. And I didn't want to make anybody mad. So I was like, maybe we can all just watch that by myself later on this week. No thing. But I just want to assure you that Timothée Chalamet continues to be the charming ragamuffin, rapscallion that all the reasons you love him, they're all still there. Here's a little bit of his monologue.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. I'm honored to be back. This is my third time hosting Saturday Night Live. But it's my first time hosting it with a little stash and a little goatee. A little stash and a little goatee. Let's get a little close up on that, yeah? All right? Yeah. Yeah, get closer. That's 37 hairs right there. Yeah, kind of. I'm literally going to be 30 years old next year. Okay. But seriously, this is a historic episode because it's the first time an actor has also been the musical guest at Saturday Night Live. And if you're wondering if that's true, it's not. That's a distinction I share with the great Gary Busey. Tonight I'll be playing.
Anyway,
he's so cute when his jokes fail,
and they do all fail.
Yeah.
But everyone's like, "Who cares?" It's Timothée Chalamet the whole time. Like he is so adorbsable. Which I know some people don't like it when I say that, but I don't care. He just is. Yeah, he is. He's really cute. He's so goofy that you just can't help but lie, like, "Oh, he's so cute and goofy." It's adorable.
He is adorable. You don't think he's adorable?
No. I think he's a talented kid. And
because you're jealous? Because, you know, I'm so into him?
I do think that's great. I don't like it. Mm. You don't need to do that. Mm.
It doesn't lessen, you know, my feelings for you just because I'm totally into Timothée Chalamet.
Okay, but you can, you know, you don't have to froth all over the guy right in front of me. That's pretty gross. Right. And not to mention.
Oh, yes, please go on.
Who was the person he said that said he's built like the hankering for a hunk of cheese?
That was me.
He's just
Spider
arms
he's
and
like
legs.
Spiders. Yeah, The hunk of cheese guy, though, has the belly. Like, the hunk of cheese guy is, like, round. Like a meatball of cheese with real skinny arms and legs. Hanker for a hunk of liver, slap his lunk of hanker for a hunk of cheese.
The reality is he's just, I don't see it.
Yeah, he's so cute. He hasn't won any, I'm not listening to you, I'm just, like, watching. I'm just looking at these things of him.
I don't see it. That's all.
He's talking about how he hasn't won a single award for his portrayal of Bob Dylan. Oh, there's a hanker for a hunk of cheese guy.
Yeah, that's not him at all.
You know, that's honestly, if you've never heard of the hanker for a hunk of cheese guy, that is from, if you're a child of the 70s, you are well aware. Mm-hmm. Everybody else, just let it go. Just don't worry about it. anyway, so Timothée Chalamet, like, his big joke as he's going through his monologue is that he's up for all these awards, but a few of the award shows have happened so far, and he keeps not winning them. And then it's running through like a montage of him just getting, it's getting harder and harder for him to be excited for the other people who were like, oh, good for you. That's good. And then by the end, he's just deadpan face looking at the other people who are winning instead.
I can't believe as he's sitting there, look at that face. He's a child.
He's so beautiful.
He's beautiful. So beautiful. He's a,
you know, it's funny that
teeny,
he's almost
tiny boy,
almost 30, because he just seems so young.
But imagine that though. Before 30, he's already hosted SNL three times.
Yes, has hosted it three times. He's really good on it too. Like, I really enjoyed
it. All joking aside, that's pretty heavy lifting.
Mm.
Good for him.
It's a big deal. And he's only like is he the first person or the second person? I can't remember. Oh, no, he's the second person to ever have two Oscar nominations for Best Actor under the age of 30. And James Dean is the only other guy.
I mean,
he's very accomplished. He's amazing. Please don't take anything away from my Timothée Chalamet.
All right, fine.
Thank you. Thanks for understanding. Anyway, we'll put up, why don't we put a link to the monologue up on the Sarah Mini Facebook page? That'll be really good. Let's do that. Okay, now, get ready, Maddie. This is the thing. We tried to get to this last week, and we just didn't do it. Severance.
Oh, I just finished season one last night, and I want to just say to all the party people in the house.
Party people in the house tonight. In the club, in the house.
To all the party people, if I could. I just want to... You may have watched that first season and you may remember everything. Somehow I watched that first season. We were in mid-pandemic, right?
Yeah. It was at least 2 years ago.
And I'd forgotten a lot of it. I know what Severance was. Yeah. I know who was in it. But there's so many details that as I'm rewatching it, I'm going, oh, thank God I rewatched this because I would be bummed going forward if I hadn't
Having listened refreshed. To you talking about some of the things and reminding me of some of the things that have happened, I'm like, I definitely do need to start that from the beginning and run through the whole first season and then start
There's
picking up these
lot
new ones.
There's a lot there that maybe I even missed, just flat out missed the first time because I'm up and down like a,
sure.
you know.
Well, and you got your phone next to you, your laptop on your lap.
Kids in the house
around,
with us at all times. So either way, I was just really glad to have rewatched it. I finished it last night and was like, I'd already been watching football.
Mm.
Football ends. I put on the last episode of, and I saved it specifically because I saved the, well, it doesn't matter. I don't want to give anything away, but I was completely adrenalized.
Oh no.
Like as it ends, as they like go to, there's a scream of something like, oh my God, which you actually remembered. I was surprised.
Truthfully, it's one of the best season ending cliffhangers of all time. That last episode, all you want is more, and all you had to wait was 2 years to get it.
The like, evil person is racing back to Lumen. This person is trying to figure out and remember things. Another person is part of the thing. What?
Unbelievable.
All this stuff is happening, and then it ends, and I'm like, I couldn't be more wide awake. This is amazing. Oh, right.
You're going to love the new season.
It's 9 o'clock, and I got to go to bed, but I'm wide awake.
Right. Are you, how many episodes
are you? I'm
all caught
up. I've watched every episode.
Oh, you, and
there's two out so far?
And you like them?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
They pick right up where you wanted to pick up.
Good.
Oh, boy.
And,
oh, boy.
And there's things that have happened, and yeah, it's super good. Yeah. I can't really tell you too much.
Don't tell us, but no. Yes, it's good. So what is your story about Severance? We're talking about Severance on Apple TV.
Adam Scott is the main character. He's one of the severed people, and he was on Seth Meyers the other night, and it was a very funny little segment, and he's talking about being on Severance, so I thought you might want to hear it.
Okay.
But then, like, a little while later, I got this nosebleed that would not stop.
Okay.
Like, no matter what we did, we could not get my nose to stop bleeding. It was disgusting and frustrating, but also, when there's an actor who has a nose that will not stop bleeding, obviously it's cocaine.
Right? We all know this. So he makes the joke, and then he... Does he ever really deny it? He actually had a concussion at one point, and then all of a sudden his nose started bleeding, and it wasn't cocaine. That was the...
Oh, I thought you were going to say cocaine is what's prescribed to get rid of concussion. No.
Oh, and that's why. Nope.
No, it's just, okay. Well, that guy in particular, he's from Santa Cruz. And I don't know if he lives in Santa Cruz part-time or what, but I've heard from people. I actually met someone who said, oh my God, now I met the other celebrity in Santa Cruz. And I'm like, please, you have to.
You and the guy from Severance.
And I was like, you have got to be kidding me.
That's pretty good.
But I definitely have heard whispers of that guy in the Santa Cruz area. He's from there. So it's he's a local, everyone. He's ours.
To let his cast members know that he was not on cocaine, he admitted he was sort of overcompensating and making way too many cocaine jokes, trying to reassure everyone, I'm not on cocaine. He says, for sure, by the end of the day, everyone thought it was cocaine.
Well, what's Sarah came up with this great saying.
Oh, what is my saying?
Doth protesteth too mucheth, or something.
Yeah, that was me who came up with that. It was not Shakespeare.
Right.
And it was exactly what you just said, like really eloquently stated, and yep. Way to remember it so well, every little bit about it. Anyway, it's pretty damn funny. Do you remember... I don't know. It wasn't that long ago, but it's definitely fallen out of my brain. I mean, I was reminded of it, and maybe you'll remember too. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's son, Pax.
Yes.
He crashed an e-bike about 6 months ago.
Yes.
And he did not have a helmet on, and he had a major head injury. Like, the people on scene at first thought he was dead. Like, this is a dead person. Mm. And then he sat up and his mouth just pouring blood. Like, he just really hurt himself on an e-bike. And he's like a 20-year-old kid. 21. There he is. And he was in Los Feliz. We were just randomly, Los Feliz came up in the last segment because that's where Pee Wee Herman bought a house in 1985.
Yes.
Like, it's just somewhere in L.A. But it's probably some Hollywood neighborhood. Who the hell knows? Los Feliz.
Shame.
Like, oh my God, there it is again. So he crashes e-bike 6 months ago. He's really hurt. He's in intensive care. I don't remember ever hearing a resolution to it, but they are saying that he had to go through physical therapy. Like, he was racked up.
He had
like
a head injury.
He had a head injury, and he was not good. Well, he just crashed his bike again. 6 months after the similar, you know, the ICU head injury, he was riding his bike in the Los Feliz neighborhood of LA, the same area where he crashed his e-bike back in July, and he whipped around a corner. Apparently, people in the area were like, this guy was a terror. He's riding down the street, not holding onto the handlebars. Did have a helmet on, though. Did have a helmet.
Well...
Which is good because he
sounds
T-boned
like a typical boy, because I see them all over my neighborhood and town, and they're riding them, and they're motorcycles.
You know, the crazy thing about them too is, like, you know that feeling when you know someone's in danger, and you, I don't, it's to see these little kids And they, because they feel little to me. Maybe they're middle schoolers, whatever they are. They're on, and those, some of those e-bikes, they're hunking. Like they're big bikes with big tires and big handlebars and a big enough seat that they've got another kid on there and only one of them has a helmet on and they're zipping through the neighborhoods. And kids always show off in front of each other, so you know they're taking chances they shouldn't.
The kid who blasted into my fence on his e-bike said his brakes went out. I don't know if that's true, but, you know, these are things that need to be maintained.
Yes. And like,
I had exclusively for a while, I rode or drove a motorcycle. You have to keep them up. You're going very fast and you don't have seatbelts or doors.
Or really any protection
whatsoever. So you have to keep them up. That's all there is to it. And these e-bikes, you know, what kid pays attention to anything really?
Nothing. I know.
You know, they park something and they walk away from it because that's what kids do. It's not until later that you go, oh, however much that cost, $3,000 is a lot of money. Oh, the upkeep on these parts when I'm doing 40 or 30 or whatever, however fast you can get those things going.
Right.
Brakes, they're super important.
They're like the most important thing. And when you go in 30 miles an hour, let's use those rear brakes, guys. Mm. And I don't want to see you going head over heels. Just, I don't know, the kids on the bikes, it actually really, like, I get, you know, when you see someone doing something stupid and you just kind of get mad about it, like, I don't want to be that old lady yelling, but I'm actually really concerned about these kids. I live where my house is, out the front, there's a place where you can cross the creek. There's like a little, just a little bridge that goes over, kind of over to the main drag. And I see these kids, and people are, there's ducks there. So there's little kids who hang out there and people with their strollers and they stop on the bridge and they're tossing. Like it's just it's a very pleasant, low-key place. They've got a pole on each end so that you have to negotiate your way around that. Where a lot of times, like when I use that bridge, I put my feet on the ground. I don't get off my bike, but I've got my feet on the ground and I'm carefully going across the thing. And these kids are just flying and people are basically having to jump off the bridge in order to save themselves. Just kids, please, come on.
I'd be that kid. I would have loved to have an e-bike.
I know.
I still would love to have an e-bike. I just, you know, I have kids. I have stuff to do. I haven't been able to research it, much less chip away $3,000 from the things these kids need to go get, you know, do something fun for myself.
When my kids were little, we had regular acoustic bikes, John and I, and we each got one of those things where the kid sits behind you on their own pedal. So they have their own handlebars, their own pedal. So they're hooked onto the back under your seat.
Oh, I've seen those.
They can pedal. So, and my jerky kids would refuse to, especially the one I was, and I would always be carrying him, you know, be trying to get up. Come on, I need a little help. We're going up a hill. Come on, just pedal. I don't want, aren't you tired?
Now,
if only I could have had an e-bike. That I see these people going around on e-bikes now, and they've got like a kid on the front. They got a double Dutch buggy on the back there with the two kids in the back.
Oh, it's effortless.
It looks so fun. I'm like, well, that actually looks like a joyful experience as opposed to just like I'm sweating. I think we used those things. We bought these. We had all these plans. We bought these little drag-alongs, whatever the hell those things are called. I think we used them 5 times because I was like, it's just no fun. Like I can't. The kids are not helping. Well, I'm basically hauling a trailer. I don't want to.
I mean, today's kids will also tell you, I didn't want to come in the first place.
I didn't want to come in the first place. Mom. Now they like them though, because we have the e-bikes. They don't, not the drag-alongs. We don't have those anymore. We just put them on an e-bike.
I have a quick text. 707 says, you can't be talking about the same Severance show. It's so, oh wait, it just moved on me. They basically are saying it's so boring. They can't stand it.
Oh.
What?
Oh, I could barely stay awake during any of it. It was so boring. Listen. I want to repeat what I said just a second ago. People with kids who are, you know, sort of stuck in the house, they can't just drop everything and leave. They have to stay home. So they find entertainment in things. Do I think it's the most exciting show? No. Would I have jumped?
It's interesting, though.
But no, I'm saying if you let yourself watch it, you will get into that world and it will become interesting to you. But I can absolutely see because of the
Someone who's already toe-tapping and finger-drumming. Yes,
they've stripped away all interesting things. It's plain walls.
Yeah.
Long halls. Yes.
Everything's white.
God, I'd forgotten about the part where Motorhead comes on and someone is repainting the same thing over and over and over again.
I don't remember that at all.
You got to rewatch
it. I'm going to have to rewatch it. What was the deal with the goats? Was there any further explanation on the goats?
Not yet.
I'm not saying anything about the new season.
Did they? No, say one thing. Did the goats revisited at all?
Not yet.
And you're two episodes in? Yeah, those goats are never coming back. It's like Lost all over again.
They might be. But the person, I don't know if you remember the goat scene, the person who's with the goats is like, they're not ready, get out. Do you remember that part?
No. I just remember there being goats.
They're baby goats.
Mm-hmm.
The goats are being hand fed like babies. And the person who's hand feeding them is very, they're not ready yet, get out. And you're like, whoa.
Not ready for what?
They don't say.
Euros?
Don't.
I don't know.
That's why I don't eat those.
Because they're made out of goat?
Really, because they're made out of that mashed meat that spins around all day. What is that?
They've formed it into like a ham? I don't understand it.
Nope.
It's like getting slices of, treat yourself a round of that sausage that's spinning.
It's a lot.
It's a lamb.
Yeah, but it's mushed. There's no part of a lamb that is that
just like, mysterious.
Whatever it is, it's mush meat on a stick spinning all day. Is right. No thanks.
Anyway, Pax.
I'll take the Greek salad, please.
I don't know how we got here.
Oh, I have Pax. How's he doing? He's okay?
He got another. He walked away from this one.
Oh, good.
He was motoring around with his hands off his e-bike's handlebars. Then he turned. He just wangs a corner and T-bones a vehicle. And they're saying here he made a huge dent in the car's front passenger door. The e-bike, though, was completely fine, and he was wearing a helmet. He got up, righted the bike, fixed the handlebars a little bit, did a little adjustment, and rode off. Which I would think that the guy whose car just got dented might have something to say about that.
Well,
but luckily everybody knew it was him. So
the security detail that he travels with, I'm sure, cut a healthy check to the owner of that car.
Probably. So nothing like the last time he got into an accident, but still, you know, he's out there.
I mean, Sarah,
tempting fate.
He's a not Pit Jolie.
He is a not Pit Jolie. That's true. In fact, I believe that he was adopted before Pit was even in the picture.
I was just thinking that. All those kids have not pitted themselves and only Jolie'd themselves.
They have. Well, most, yes. I don't know that they all have, but several of them have openly unpitted themselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And wasn't he the guy who fought his dad in
plane? Maybe. I thought it was Maddox, but it could have been.
I don't know.
Yeah. I thought it was their oldest kid, but I don't know.
I turn to you for these things.
You should stop that because I really don't know all the info. I just, you know, what I read on TMZ. You know, it's not a special secret source or anything. Anyway, what's coming up in the news? No.
What are you talking about?
I'm just trying to do a show here with you. Trying to have fun with you all morning.
I really don't want you taking the curtain down on things like that.
Okay, let me put it back up. Yeah, I have secret sources, Hollywood Tattler.
Yes, thank you. Please, for the love of why. Pretty people get everything after these.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out our Instagram at Alice973, and you'll see pictures from the show and links to all our personal profiles. It's fantastic. So smooth.
Very well done.
Thank you so much.
I'll fix that in post.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Leave it in.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Giving back didn't end for Fremont Bank and its foundation when the clock struck midnight on December 31st. Don't be silly.
No.
Fremont Bank creates positive change all year long. Go to FremontBank.com today. That's FremontBank.com. We go now to our eye in the sky.
Oh, yeah. Where's our helicopter sounds? We can hear that. Oh, here we go. Checking in with Maddie, the eye in the sky. Over the Bay Bridge right now.
Yeah, we got a little bit of a backup here. Stalled van in the right lane earlier caused a huge backup, and we've checked in with Jane, who's our lady on the scene. She said about a two-hour backup.
That was really good, though, Vinny. Both of you. I mean, that sounded super professional.
Which direction?
Into the city.
Okay.
That's west, I think. Yes.
I was busy banging on myself, so I was, I really was
gonna bang on myself all day.
Something like that.
That was good, like solid.
For a minute,
sound.
And then I was really like, this is.
Hurry up with the info.
Say it already. Spit it out.
I'll work on.
Maddie Stout, Eye in the Sky.
Say hi to Nona, everyone. Sandy's listening. She just checked
Sandy.
In.
Sandy.
Good morning, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Hey, Sandy.
You feel pressure when you know your parents are listening? Like,
you know what's funny about that is that my parents never got to listen to me. They lived in another state all through my years in San Diego and then even in Philly. Mm. And it's only in modern times, even during the early days,
right?
You couldn't listen. So I'm actually glad though that she likes it.
Yeah.
And she'll say, like, I'll call and go, I'm sorry, I haven't been in touch. I'm super busy with the kids, and we've been on. And she's like, well, I know you're okay because I'm listening to you.
Yeah.
I can check in, and then I know you're good.
Find out if someone's okay if they have a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And, same time. Same
I know what's going on.
Yeah.
Vincent.
Good.
And good. I'm glad.
Great.
So Sandy's out there listening, everyone.
Hey, Sandy. I hope it's a nice day where you are, Sandy.
Okay, so this story should come as no surprise, I don't think.
Okay.
A new study showed that attractive people land better jobs and higher salaries.
Yeah, that sounds
about
right.
People rated as attractive were 52% more likely to land prestigious positions. Because, you know.
Good looking. Wow. You look like somebody I want to look at.
Be around all the time, every day. Right. If you think your next promotion depends purely on your skills and expertise.
Nope. That's wrong. It's the only button he's got.
Yeah, I don't have any.
Yeah, he doesn't have a buzzer. We could get him a buzzer, probably.
Attractiveness provides a measurable career advantage that compounds over time, with attractive MBA grads being 52.4% more likely to hold prestigious positions and earning up to $5,528 more annually after 15 years. That's right. Good-looking people.
Wow. Huh. What do you think that's about? Just that there's like, you know, they deserve it because they're better looking than other people? Or are people intimidated by their good looks? Or
it can't be the intimidation factor. It has to be the I want to be around you factor, whether it's a man or a woman.
Right.
But I know that I dated a girl for a while that was a model. And I swear, I know this is going to sound mean and I don't mean it to, but one time she was telling me how much harder it is for her because people expect a certain standard from her. And I said, well, us but ugly people, you know, we just show up and we haven't tried at all. And right. We're, you know, I can see how being naturally gorgeous does put more pressure on you. What the are you talking about? Are you kidding me? All your stuff is in the right place from birth, and you're trying to tell me that it's harder on you?
There's challenges that I have as well. Like, I get it, but it's just that the expectation is that I'm going to be hot, and with you, not so much. So yeah. You don't have to worry about it where I do have to worry about it, and you're really insensitive for not noticing, like, how much effort I put in to the way I look today, and it's hurting my feelings, and this is part of the problem, my friend.
It's just so...
God, you're so hard. Insensitive.
You gotta be.
I have my problems too.
Yeah,
just
because
I'm good looking doesn't mean that I don't have any problems. I have the problem of being so hot that no one wants to talk to me because they're afraid that I won't go out with them.
You know what? Let me tell you something too. That is a myth. Good looking people have plenty of people pursue them at all times, all day, every day.
Just none of them are good enough for me.
Well, maybe.
So
that's
I'm not going to go out with them. If only good looking people would also approach me. Someone on my level. Hello.
There is an interesting phenomenon that happens where someone is really pretty good looking,
yeah,
but they seem kind of
aloof,
normal,
oh,
in an attainable way. And I think they get hit on more than anybody else in the world. Meanwhile, they also are like, I'm way too good looking for you. Right. Are you nuts?
Yeah.
But they're just normal enough that people, guys, will see that person as attainable as yeah. opposed to the, you know, supermodel good looks where they're like,
I'm not even going to try with that girl. Bone.
But either way, I mean, you must know, girls get hit on no matter what they do.
Not anymore. I don't have to worry about
that. What are you talking anymore.
About? I'm invisible now.
You don't get hit on at all?
When would I ever get hit on? I never leave my house.
Oh, well, there's your problem.
Oh, is that my problem?
Try leaving your
house.
The
Gennaro brothers think I'm very hot. Right?
I bet they do.
Yeah, the guys
I bet
band.
If you actually asked them, they would say, yeah, Sarah's.
Yeah, no, they're like, you're like our hot lead singer. I'm like, yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Are you
yeah.
going to be out doing a gig soon?
Yeah, I am. It's 6:15 p.m. on a Sunday night.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe get him on.
I'm actually not looking to get hit. I shouldn't have said it that way. I don't get hit on, and I'm very happy with that.
This next story. I had a plan to be a school teacher before, as I was getting out of high school, and I was like, what am I going to do? I thought, I had school teachers in high school that changed my life, that actually really helped me turn it around. You know, and finish everything and get engaged and involved and participate.
Yeah.
And so that was my first thought was I would like to be that for some people.
That's nice.
At that time, mostly just wanted to go to keggers and, and, you know, meet girls. And so I fear this might have been my end. Everyone heard stories about bad teachers who've crossed the line with students, but this takes it to the next level.
So it's good that you didn't become a teacher, is what you're saying?
An elementary school principal in Cocoa Beach, Florida, near Cape Canaveral, has been arrested after throwing a massive rager last Sunday night, apparently through a kegger.
But he's an elementary school teacher?
Apparently the guests included an elementary school teacher and more than 100 students.
Oh.
There was a lot of booze.
So authorities, it was for like for the parents and the kids were allowed to come? I don't understand
it either, but I just thought, you know what? I don't know. Like, if you stay in that world where keggers make perfect sense to you on any given night, which is where I lived in high school.
Sure, kegger tonight, Wednesday. Yeah, why wouldn't we? What time does that start? 3 p.m.? Let's get that thing on ice.
I mean, you got someone to go buy that thing, right?
Yeah, my dad's picking it up.
That was always the
thing. It's for his party this weekend, but we're just going to appropriate that.
You know, and then someone would go, oh, yeah, you know, Dito's got a good fake ID. He'll go buy it for us. Okay. Or whatever. Right. Bubba knows where to find
Bubba.
That.
I don't think I've heard of stories of Bubba.
Oh, Bubba?
Yeah.
I've never talked about. Well, Bubba was another guy I partied with a lot.
Because he had a fake ID.
His actual name was Donald.
Donald. Bubba.
But he went by Bubba. Mm. Anyway, there was a lot of booze. Authorities say one minor was arrested for DUI after leaving the party, and another had to be treated by EMTs when they suffered an alcohol-related medical event.
Oh.
On the principal's front lawn.
Barfed up their stomach? Or
some of that keg. The principal did not have any regrets at the time. In fact, oh my God, I just found the part that I didn't proofread.
Oh,
she.
Oh, it's a woman.
We'll fix that later.
That's no, right. It's okay. I don't mind
that's
at
actually,
all.
This was actually a pretty fun discovery.
I love sometimes I was for the end to be a surprise for me.
Right, the principal being a certain kind of thing, and now it's a lady. I'm not understanding, was it for like past students too or so? Like, how are these students driving off and getting DUIs? And it's elementary school. Isn't that first through fifth?
It does sound like there must have been past, like this person seems to be stay friends with everyone.
Well, they're clearly into parties and friendly relationships.
The principal did not have any regrets at the time. In fact, when she saw the flashing lights out front, she turned off all the outdoor lights and forced the EMTs to treat the kid using only their truck's headlights. The principal was charged with child neglect, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, holding an open house party. The teacher was hit with, teacher was hit with similar charges. Both have been placed on administrative leave.
I can't believe that. It's what a strange situation. Who wants to party with fifth graders or kids in general? Oh, wow. She's very glamour shots. That can't be her mugshot. Roosevelt Elementary School in Cocoa Beach. Wow. She's lovely. She's a white lady. She's got, and she has long brown hair.
Big smile.
Is there something blue in her mouth? Like, what is going on in her mouth? Is that gum? Is she like blowing bubbles?
I don't. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I just feel like I see some teeth and then I see some
it looks like
blue blob.
Yeah, I know. There is something blocking that, but I don't know what it is.
She's like, yeah, I never grew up and I'm about to blow a bubble in your face, though. Double that.
Anyway.
Oh my God, this lady. That's funny.
An elementary school teacher and more than 100 students were at this kegger that the principal threw.
All right. That's
Floridians.
Seems ill-advised.
Every time. When's the last time you went to a place that was like, grab a cup, fill yourself up at the keg?
It's been so long. I couldn't even tell you.
Oh, everyone in the room is not like shaking their head. No.
I cannot remember.
Keg part. Actually, I mean, I don't even think that as an, I've gotten a keg for a party.
Of course you have.
I mean, like as an adult, like I would say probably we've had a 4th of July party where we got like a Bud Light keg or whatever John picked. I don't know. And then so people could have that. We wouldn't have to have a cooler for all the beers or whatever. But that was when we had like hundreds of people. Like, I can't even imagine doing that. Like, who would get that?
Well, high school people get that. That's what I'm saying. Like, as a kid,
yeah,
you go to and want to be around kegs full of beer. I don't even know if kids still do that today.
I had a kegerator in my garage when I was...
And that keeps it cold, right?
Yeah, they built it out of a refrigerator. So it's like a refrigerator with a handle on the front.
We always just had to use a trash can and ice.
Yeah.
But I do know this. I never wanted to learn anything. Like, how does this work? I don't care. Does it work or does it not work? I wanted to learn how to put the tap on a keg because I needed to be the one running that thing.
Yeah.
Let me just, you pull out and down and you're in. And,
you're and now I'm keeping my cup filled while I fill everybody else's. And all the girls are coming up with their cup to
darn.
Get filled.
I'm sorry, Sandy, that you were listening to this specifically.
It's not news to Sandy.
No,
Sandy,
it's not.
But... Sandy did a, you know what? You turned out all right.
She did.
That's
got
to be a credit
about...
to the parenting because you could have easily not turned out all right. In fact, you had your moments.
Right.
Hi, but Mom. Here you are. Sandy, you did your best. Listen, he's a challenge. You know it. I know it. You done fine.
You know what's funny? Just this weekend, I had been thinking, I forget what brought me to the train of thought, but I wrote my friend Billy, who also used to have a drinking problem and has since quit. And for a long time. And I wrote him and said, hey, what was your first job? Because I don't remember him working at all.
Oh.
And his response was liquor barn. And I just, you know, hand to face. Like,
so he didn't have to work during high school and stuff?
He didn't.
When he got out of college, he was like, well, I better go to the source.
Right out of high school, He worked full time at liquor barn. And I thought, of course you did. Like, we were such lushes. Mm. And that's where he went.
How long did that last?
I don't know.
I think if you're an alcoholic working at Liquor Barn, you're probably in trouble pretty quickly. The temptation is just too much.
Oh my God, you worked at Liquor Barn. I don't even remember that. I was like, oh, okay. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I don't even think Liquor Barn's a thing anymore, so.
I've never heard of it. I don't know that one.
BevMo would be probably the closest.
That's something I know about.
Yeah.
The Liquor Barn. It's like Pottery Barn, but for drunks.
510 says, this is our text number, 800-400-3697. As a single woman, I was never, ever worried about having a dry spell. It was always pretty much only a phone call away if that's what I wanted.
Mm.
Snap your fingers. It's the men that go around worried about their next
experience. I really need to have an experience soon.
You got to feel sympathy for walking around with that kind of desperation.
It's not hard for guys. It is. And it can just be ego crushing too.
Wow. Never had to worry about it. And there are the guys walking around going,
well, don't worry.
I need.
Guys will bang anything.
Bubba, Nipples, Cool Breeze. You guys had quite the crew, Vin. That's right. We did. Mm. Congrats on being hot, Sarah.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
What's that like?
It's great. I'm invisible now, though. It's fantastic. Like, the older I get, the more
I know
I can.
Well, you're invisible because you just said it. You're staying in your house all the time.
No, but I think I could sneak stuff through the TSA. Like, nobody looks at me. Just, you know, like an old lady. Big glasses, you know, the oversized sweater. Nobody, gray hair. You're just like, do-do-do.
So you're looking to become a drug mule. Is that what you're putting out there?
Well, does it pay well? No, I just feel like I honestly, it's kind of great. Just walk around. Nobody notices you. No.
There are many more incidents of female teachers abusing their students. The schools are also hiding incidents by telling the teachers to quit.
Or relocating them. They're the Catholic Church of the 2025s.
Or they'll go to the cops. Mm. I know this because my ex went through this. Well, that's a angry ex. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what to say.
Well,
about
I mean,
that,
it seems like there's a lot more to that story.
I do see a lot of those stories, but I think it's probably, you know, men are also pretty pervy.
Yeah. Huh. I think.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. Mostly it's girls always getting in trouble with that kind of thing.
Well, I mean, we see the stories.
Yeah. I mean, men were always walking around with their keys bristling out of their hands. They're just, you know, looking under their cars and stuff. Men are super worried about,
well,
you
men
know,
want to choose the bear too.
In a,
I mean,
well-lit,
come on, we'll take the bear.
Lot, you know.
Duh.
Right.
I'm going to go bear.
You run into a lady in the woods, you better go bear.
By the way, Liquor Barn is still a thing.
Oh. Well, listen, liquor stores, it's very rare for them to go out of business.
Yeah, I mean,
they have a dedicated clientele.
Well.
Yeah. We need to hit Liquor Barn on the way home, dear. All right.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, let's see. I got a great Taylor update and a new type of stylish suit as well.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.